Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you going?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm excited about Kate Olivinsky, especially. I think she's going to be mean at Laneway.
So oh, cool.
That's how I've started my day.
And we were wondering who the hell this person that the stage was, or the tunnel was named after.
But Alfredo Serco.
And now we've found out, haven't we?
He sounds like a bit of a Rick Breeze character, a man about town fixing things up and making stuff work, which is always a good sort, so that's awesome.
And he was from Melbourne.
He was from Melbourne, apparently a friend of the original St. Jerome's Bar, which is cool.
There you go.
There we go. What have you brought us this morning?
Well, I think we'll start. Let's start with a new compilation from Athens of the North, which is coming out tomorrow. Now, this comp was put together by a gentleman by the name of David Hefner. Now, David Hefner.
This is good.
Okay, let's not even talk about David. Let's go straight into Baleo. Check this out. This is a tune called You Can Win. A smash hit that wasn't a smash hit at the time.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't a smash hit at the time. How did this not?
This is great.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you'd be pretty hard-pressed to be like, you know what, I don't like this song at the time.
I think the problem was it came out on a tiny independent label in Los Angeles.
So who is this again, sorry?
This is Baleo.
Baleo?
Yeah.
This sounds incredibly contemporary as well, I think. Yeah, it does.
So 1979 was the actual release date of this.
Okay. You Can Win is the name of this track. So it was on a small label and therefore didn't get very much spread, didn't get much...
Yeah, but it was one of those ones that was like picked up by different DJs since then. You know, it was one of those ones played at the Wigan Casino probably.
Oh, yep.
And then, you know, in more recent times, Floating Points was picked up on it. Listen to this bit.
You showed me this one when I came into the shop the other week.
I did, didn't I?
And the cover has got a fantastic photo. I'm not actually sure who that is. Do you know who that is in the photo?
No idea.
It will be probably somebody on this record. But he looks like he's wearing something crossed between like a wizard's robe and a dressing gown. And he's like mid-flight behind the drum kit. He looks like he's having a great time.
Yep.
I like that the hood is up on the robe.
So who is David Hefner?
David Hefner was from a record store in Los Angeles called the Friends of Sound. And then
Friends
subsequently, I think he opened another store in Texas. But he's one of those people that his mission is to track down all of these forgotten people. Now, this one hasn't been completely forgotten. Athens of the North reissued a few years ago on 7-inch.
Oh, okay.
And I think also Magnetic might have done so as well. But it's an evergreen, listen to it.
Absolutely. This makes me want to go dancing. It also reminds me of the Golden Dawn as well. It's making me sort of miss those great boogies you get at the Golden Dawn with this kind of music spinning. Have we got on here?
Well, there'll be the only names that you'll be possibly familiar with are the Split Decision Band, who came out of Minnesota and now again released a compilation about 2 years or 3 years ago. You may have also heard of Jack's Transit Authority. But, I mean, you don't know these from your childhood listening to the radio. This is the sort of... you know, small label, underground soul that came out in the late 70s and the early 1980s. Now, you did say I showed this to you. I did, but it wasn't on the shelf, was it?
No, it was in a sneaky little back room.
Yeah, it's actually out. This comp is out worldwide tomorrow.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You have to race you down there for that one.
It is a nice one, that's for sure.
What's the next thing you've brought us?
Now, the next one is a name that you've known forever and possibly know from listening to the radio as a child. But this is not really the tune you know her for, probably. This is the indisputably great Etta James.
This is wild. Sounds like a horror movie start.
Sounds kind of Shaft-ish as well,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Now, this was Etta James, of course, had a musical career for, 50, 55 years and was, like, prolific right up to the end of her life. But this here is from 1973. She did a self-titled album on Chess. And is this as far away from the sort of R&B you think of Etta? It kind of is. But wait till she starts singing at about the 1.5 minute mark, so... But this is from a brand new compilation, a multi-label compilation.
Oh, cool.
Spanning 1955 to like 2010.
Cool.
A double LP, similarly titled Etta James Collected.
I quite like it when it just keeps to the point. This is what it is. It's Etta James and the collected works of.
Yeah.
Now, this is a good, like, you know, intrigue scene in a movie or like start of a detective series or something. It's got that kind of flavour in it.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a big trench coat and maybe like a low slung fedora or something. Skulking around some alleyway.
Out on the street.
Wow.
The summer heat. Boys playing games. Changing their names, pulling tricks, getting their kicks all the way down.
Oh, wow. She's just incredible, isn't she?
She could seriously belt it out
she
in
really
any
can.
Situation, right?
So 73, did you say?
This is 1973, okay. Yeah. Funky
bars. But it's all the way up until 2010, you said. So she's like really everything from across her career.
Yeah, but her voice didn't change. And neither did her energy.
No.
All the way down.
So normally I'd gravitate to something like Tell Mama, one of the ones recorded at Muscle Shoals in the 60s.
Okay.
Or even the very first, her very first single, The Wallflower from 55. I'd gravitate to that, but this, we just couldn't ignore this one, could we?
Hard out. Someone said cinematic funk.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the one. You got the cover there?
Yeah.
To make you a star and change who you are.
So the theme of this is purple. Everything is incredibly purple here.
You've
got a beautiful bit of lavender-coloured vinyl and a wonderful sort of image of Etta James on the front here in purple, shades of purple.
A late 50s picture is when she was still wearing those platinum wigs.
Oh, yeah. The inside's really cool. It's got all these different posters from across her career and lots of covers of albums as well that she's previously released. And just some photos of her looking extremely glamorous from across her career too. She looks so cute in that one. She must be really young there.
Well, her first record, 55, she was only 17.
Wow.
Yeah. She'd been discovered by Johnny Otis, I think, who, coincidentally enough, died the day before she did.
Oh, freaky.
Oh. Yeah.
The universe is a bit weird like that sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, but, so, you know, obviously, I don't know when she achieved iconic status, probably in the 60s, but I mean, what was that movie, Cadillac Records?
Oh, yeah.
Who got to play her in that? Beyonce! So you know you've probably reached iconic status if Beyonce is playing it.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's how I felt when that movie came out with Beyonce playing the part of me. I thought, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've really made it now.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one, Troy. You'll have to
send
her a link.
Send me a link.
So there are some absolute classics on here as well. As you're saying, Tell Mama's on there. I'd Rather Go Blind. Oh, Quick Reaction and Satisfaction.
Yeah.
There's some goodies on here.
There's some great stuff.
But, you know, it's nice that there's a few of these, like, slightly lesser known. That's so cool.
The So on side four, you get a couple of obscurities that she released under a different name. And
oh, really? I didn't know she did that.
Yeah. And also, it has a 2003 maybe cover of the Rolling Stones' "Miss You."
It certainly does.
And it's really,
Mick Jagger,
it's really
and Keith
great.
Richards. There's a few with unknown songwriters on here as well, which is always a little bit mysterious.
Yeah, it's a bit sad for the people who, like, you know, sweated and busted their gut to write a great tune and to be forgotten.
Etta James sang it and then no one remembers your name. It's a bit sad, but at least Etta James
sang your song.
That's pretty cool. Well, I really enjoyed that. What is the third track you've brought us today?
Third one. Well, now we've reached 2019. We've had 4 years of The Comet Is Coming. And the very first EP from The Comet Is Coming, or the first two EPs, were entitled Prophecy. It's been released three times in an edition of 500 each time.
Wow.
So we're on to the third edition of 500, and also Death to the Planet, which was their second EP, but it came right after Channel the Spirits. And both of those have been re-released. We had the Death to the Planet in last week, and we've sold out for the moment. I hope we can get more, but they just didn't last 2 seconds. But Prophecy, the very first thing we ever heard from Comet Is Coming, it's a slightly different Comet than the one we know now.
I think I got...
Same lineup. But
yeah, I think I got into The Comet Is Coming around Final Eclipse. So this was like going backwards for me when I started listening to this.
Well, Final Eclipse is from Death to the Planet.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
So there you go, it's Shabaka Hutchings and Dan, and what's the other dude's name? Forget his name.
Number three. Comet number three. They were up for the Mercury Prize.
They
and
were.
Various other flash prizes as well.
And then they got to, now of course they're on Impulse Records.
Yes.
They put out that trust in the life force of Deep Mystery, and there's another release coming on Impulse before
cool.
the end of the year.
That's very Ooh. Exciting.
But it's always good to catch up and go backwards for those of you who missed out on buying this the other times.
So this has just got five songs on it. Is
it
that
does?
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And whereas Death to the Planet only has four, it's about 35 minutes long, though.
Yeah. Packs a lot of energy into five tracks, though. Shabaka's just had such a huge influence on the sound in London at the moment.
Yeah, well, he... Possibly because he's a couple of years older than most of the London scene. But I also think that the dude is not only someone with a really singular sound, but someone who's very generous with his time and his support.
That's so cool, yeah.
But boy, this... Hearing this for the first time 5 years ago, before we knew of anything that happened in London, it was like... Holy.
The comet is coming.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like a guitar.
Yeah.
I quite like that they've always stuck to their sort of space theme as well with the way they talk about things. So they've got like Neon Baby, which is what we're listening to, Star Exploding in Slow Motion.
Yep.
Do the Milky Way.
Yep.
Cosmic Serpent. And Final Days of the Apocalypse.
See, that's what it's really about. Everything the Comet Is Coming have done has been about the end of everything. Well, the end of this planet, anyway. This one was also the first time we heard them with Joshua Eden doing mm-hmm. the spoken poem thing, which they actually, he didn't even appear on the Trust and the Life Force. It was Kate Tempest did it on that one.
Yes.
Oh.
So when's this one out, Troy?
This will be on the shelf tomorrow. Everything we've heard today will be on the shelf tomorrow. But in fact, you're going to have to be really quick on the comet if it's anything like how Death to the Planet left our shop so quickly. And also that Athens of the North one isn't going to stick around either. We got quite a few Etta James, but again, this is only put out in a limited edition of 1500 copies, so
it's not
who knows. Better. Who knows how long anything's going to last?
Hey, well, thank you so much, Troy. Great tracks. I think this favourite of mine this morning might be that Etta James, just because I've never heard that track of hers before.
And it's not what you expect.
It's not what you expect, no. Cinematic Funk, as the listener texted in. Thanks very much. We'll see you in the shop soon.
Okay.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.